This
for
conference
Wednesday,
will
August
now be
5th.
Recorded.
We'll call this meeting to order. Thank you everybody for being here. We'll begin by going around the virtual room and announcing ourselves. I'll start with myself, and that is Chair Andrew Plowman, Councilmember Osmus.
Here.
Councilmember Alvarado.
Yeah.
Councilmember Nelson.
Here.
And joining us, we also have Police Chief Felt, we have Fire Chief Hansen, we have our Public Works Director, Mr. Christensen, we have our Park and Rec Director, Mr. Baumgarten. We're also joined by Mr. Konold and Mr. Amon, and Ms. Del Bosque is also in on this meeting, and I don't see anybody else, so I hope I got everybody. If not, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the first agenda item of the evening, and that is a public safety update. Let's go with fire this time. Chief Hansen.
Mr. Chair, you surprised me there. So, all right. Late this afternoon, I did email out to each of you the July 2020 statistics for the fire department. During the month of July, we did respond to 36 calls, which brings our total year-to-date calls of 186. Compared to last year at this time was 180, so we're slightly above last year. July with 36 calls was so far our second busiest month of the year. Didn't quite make June. June we had 40 calls, so we're off to a good start again in August. I think we've had 8 calls so far this month in August. So we'll see where that takes us. Nothing really stands, the only thing that stands out for calls in July is our natural gas leaks. We did have 8 of those. 5 of those were due to road construction over 9th Street. So we are dealing with that issue. We did have one earlier this week as well. So other than that, our calls are pretty close to normal. Training for the month, we only did have one really hands-on training with vehicle extrication. We worked, we cut apart some cars in our parking lot and tried some new techniques with our tools. Other than that, training was kind of slim for the month. And our July response time was 6 minutes, 29 seconds. And our year to date average response time is 5 minutes, 55 seconds. So with that, I will entertain any questions.
Thank you, Chief Hansen. Questions for discussion. First hand I see up is Mr. Alvarado. Go ahead, Fernando.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you tell us what the elevator rescue was?
The elevator rescue was someone stuck in the elevator at Highland Apartments. So we were over there and opened up the doors and got them out.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the committee for Chief Hansen? Okay, Chief, thank you for the update on those stats. If you have no other action items tonight, you are free to go about your business and enjoy the clouds.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Felt, you are up next.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The statistics in front of you, or they should be in front of you, for the month of July, we're running slightly ahead of last year. The Wilmer Police Department averages between 50 and 60 calls for service each day. We're running in those numbers at the moment here, but we are ahead of last year. So far through the end of July, we've taken 10,819 calls for service. And looking through the statistics here, there's some changes from last year. We've got an increase in abandoned vehicle incidents, and probably what that's due from is a lot of your COVID-19. We did not do a lot of enforcement during that time because people were ordered to stay at home. Now we've started following up on that and trying to get people back into compliance is a little bit tricky there. So we've also seen increases in criminal damage to property. What a number of those might be are from vehicle break-ins, which they did make some arrests. However, if there's no obvious property taken from the vehicles, those are classified as criminal damage to property. As we've seen during the whole COVID thing, increase in domestics compared to last year, an increase in suspicious people calls, and increase in public assists. That's kind of a little bit of a catch-all category, but that's up significantly too. So that could be responding to different public complaints or mediating things between neighbors. Traffic stops are down a little bit. I think our crews have just been working on some other investigations and issues, and traffic is still down slightly compared to the norm. So that's kind of a highlight of where we're at so far, and available for any questions if you have.
Thank you, Chief Felt. I don't know if this, before we go to questions, I don't know if this falls in the timeline, but we didn't have the last meeting that we had scheduled. So regarding the cold case, have we discussed that in the public safety committee yet?
I don't believe we have. I think that happened after the last public safety meeting.
Okay, just you don't have to go because I think we were updated on all that, but just for the record, maybe just give a brief synopsis of what happened there, and that way we can make sure that it is within the purview of our public safety committee. If you would, please.
Sure thing. In 1974, there was the murder of a woman named Mae Herman. She lived on 6th Street Southwest. That homicide involved many officers over many decades and careers. They had several suspects that were interviewed and followed up on and that type of thing, but weren't able to make any headway. Over the past few years here, we've been trying to put together a cold case review of some different outstanding cases from the police department. That by far is our biggest one. We put together a group of officers, and they took 2 weeks and reviewed these cold cases. A majority of us was spent on that case. In reviewing the evidence and the reports and everything, they really focused in on a particular suspect that was of interest. They submitted some evidence, they re-examined the evidence, found some that they thought would be worth sending into the BCA for analysis again. That evidence came back with an unknown male DNA on the some of the items of evidence, which there had been no DNA testing on it before. It was compared to DNA samples from a couple of the suspects, and they were immediately eliminated by the BCA. The main suspect that stood out, there was no comparison sample for him. So with the help of the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation, they did a search warrant for his DNA. Our officers went to Sioux Falls where he was living, got the mouth swabs, sent that into the BCA here, and within record time, I think it was less than 2 weeks, they had the results of that and said that that person's DNA did match the DNA found on some of her clothing. So an arrest warrant was drawn through the county attorney's office, and that person, who is 79 years old, was living in Sioux Falls. Now he's in the Sioux Falls Minnehaha County Jail in South Dakota and awaiting extradition back to Minnesota here on second degree murder charges.
Wow, okay, thank you for that that rundown. Please express from the committee our appreciation and our kudos to everybody involved, because that's quite an amazing feat going back that many decades. So yeah, that's definitely something to be said for our force. Further questions from the committee? Ms. Osmus, go ahead.
Just a comment that with manpower issues, the department, has been working at filling some of the voids, some of the retirements, but because of COVID, the school resource officers were out of the schools and back on the street. And so I just talked to Jim this last weekend. So Chief Felt. So that's why they were able to do this. So that was a positive for COVID, is that they were on the street, they were able to cover it, and they were able to take some other people off to form the cold case unit. So that was, it's just outstanding, and it was great work.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, I imagine the family, I don't know if the family of the deceased has made a public statement, but I'm sure anytime something like this happens, I'm sure it means an awful lot to see justice actually be served and prevail in cases like this. So again, the committee's appreciation and expressed appreciation on behalf of the city. Further questions for the chief? I don't see any. Okay, with that, Chief Felt, thank you for your report this evening. If you do not have any other items on the agenda, you are free to go about your business as well. Oh, wait, Ms. Osmus.
Okay, and I should have caught Frank before he left on this. It's a minor thing, but do you think the two of you could get together? And I'm a visual person, but on your columns, could you either have 2019 first and then 220? You guys are opposite. And then he's 220 first and then 219. I don't care which way you do it, but I would just prefer if they were both the same.
I'll convince him to do it the police department way. So
because that's the right way. But yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Well said. Further questions from the committee? Okay, with that, Chief Felt, thank you for being with us tonight. All right, moving on. We have a list of discussion items, and then we also have a list of action items. Public Works Director Christensen, do you have anything? I mean, do you have anything in terms of changes as far as the agenda goes that you would propose?
I got quite a few changes, unfortunately, Mr. Chair.
It was a loaded question.
Yes, it was. That's all right. I expected it. The tree trimming policy under discussion, we're going to pull that for a future agenda. The gentleman that would really like to be involved and join the committee discussion wasn't prepared to do that tonight. And so we're going to push that off. You will see that in the very near future, I would say. Within probably the next couple meetings, you'll see that back on as a discussion item. Under action items, I just found out 30 minutes before the meeting that the contractor for all three final project approvals is disputing some of the numbers. And so I'm pulling all three of the 19 projects from the action items. So 03A, 03B, and 05, all three of those projects or all three of those items I'm pulling for a future agenda as well.
Okay, do you assume that'll probably be our next meeting or are we looking further out than that?
Well, the fact that the contractor is really wanting to get paid for those three projects, I would say the next meeting, the next regularly scheduled meeting. So it'd be the first, would be the 2 weeks from now.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll go ahead and we will proceed with the other items on our agenda, and noting that we also have a couple other individuals with us here tonight. Looks like that'll work good. We don't necessarily have to shuffle things around in order to get to the items. Also, let the record reflect that Administrator Gromitz did join us during the synopsis of public safety. So he is with us and has been here for the past little while. Continuing on, discussion items, event center. Mr. Baumgarten, take it away.
Good evening, everyone. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the event center / rec center project that is kind of being looked at from the subcommittee's point of view. I'm going to kind of be blunt here. I think this project has been a difficult one from the beginning due to the fact that there was really no clear defined answer to what this project should be as far as the event center slash rec center, et cetera. So there's been several discussions about the project. Priorities list has been made for $2 million. I just feel like there's also been some other conversations out and about that could be affecting this project. So I kind of just want to make you guys more of aware that there's could be some conversations coming up through the Invest in Wilmer committee on the $2 million project. There's been some questions about the priority list that's been presented from the subcommittee to change that priority to a different, to use those $2 million in a different idea.
Okay, that's a big pill to swallow. Questions from the committee regarding that? Go ahead, Audrey, followed by Ms. Osmus.
It's my understanding that the event committee hasn't met since the local option sales tax board put it on hold, was the way it was said to me. So is that a conversation that's going to take place before we have an Invest in Wilmer board meeting? Will the event center have an opportunity to meet so that we will be hearing from the committee?
I talked to the chair of the committee. She is going to present some information at the Invest in Wilmer meeting at the next time. We have not met, nor have, we talked about our priority of the locker room facility, and that's the route that the subcommittee would like to go with. I believe that there's going to be some information that's going to be brought up at the next Invest in Wilmer meeting about that $2 million for maybe use up that funding for something else. But that's not the vision of what the subcommittee is looking at.
Follow-up question, Ms. Nelson? Yep.
Yeah, I hear your frustration, and I feel the frustration of serving on the Invest in Wilmer board and getting mixed signals. Is it possible for your committee to meet prior to that so that there is some clarification there, that they're aware of the information that's being prepared and presented, since that's the protocol that's supposed to be in place to follow through? So that, I guess I'm just asking if that's a possibility.
The chair did send out an email today describing the circumstances that are happening, and everyone's kind of been chiming in. So I can ask the chair if we can meet, but it seems clear on the emails that have been brought out that they would still stick with their priority of the locker rooms as part of the project.
Does that answer your question, Councilwoman Nelson?
I think so. It's just, it's frustrating to get an email and then find out that it's not coming from a committee and that it's not these kinds of things. And so I just wanted to reinforce the importance that we follow the process. And, we get information and then we're told that that information has not been run through the channels. So I'll trust that you will do your best to bring us the committee's recommendations. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilwoman Nelson. Councilwoman Osmus.
Okay, Rob, you're doing a really good job dancing around whatever it is that's going on, but just to make sure I have it straight, initially the $2 million was going to go for the locker rooms and the office space, correct?
Correct. Okay.
And now, just to be clear, so now the Invest in Wilmer committee is wanting to have something else be a priority with that $2 million, or the subcommittee, the event center committee, is wanting to do something different?
There's going to be a member of the Invest in Wilmer committee that's going to present another idea to the group. My guess is that is going to have to go back down to the subcommittee group to discuss it, but the subcommittee group has already made their decision on the priority of that $2 million. So there's another idea out there that could be a possibility, but it just, when we move these projects forward, and it's going to be kind of similar to the recreation fields too, once the process has gone through, can we come back to it later? I guess that would be a question, because this is the subcommittee's priority to do the locker rooms, the operational space, the conference room and everything. Once that is set, can we backtrack on that then? If someone else comes up with a different idea.
Okay. I would think anything possibly is fluid, just like what we're doing with Robbins Island. We made a decision about the outbuildings, and now maybe we'll change our mind because things changed. For good reason. I still maintain, just because a decision was made 3 months ago doesn't mean we can't change our mind if something else makes more sense. That's my 2 cents.
All right, Councilwoman Nelson.
Thank you. I'm going to agree with Julie on that. I just want there to be a process and not just end runs. And, you know, in light of the Robbins Island, I mean, the fact that we have a whole another $1 million to spend should probably take us back to take another look at what's the best things to do. And I think there is frustration with items being brought to the Invest in Wilmer board that we hear that have not been vetted by the committee, or there's a disagreement with the committee. So I think we're all trying to say the same thing, but it's a respect for the process with how to bring these forward that was put in place. And ultimately, just like we talked about the $2 million, the $2 million was a prioritization. It was not an approval, it was a prioritization. And so for that to be brought forward in the manner that makes the best sense to spend the $2 million, still is our decision to make in the future. It was a prioritization. And so I think there's a difference in an assumption there from my point of view, and at least in the conversations that I've been in with the local option sales tax board members too. So, and I think the other thing is, these are all wonderful, positive things for our community, and they need to be done. We've talked about that. They need to be done right and done when we can afford them and done when they've been reviewed. And so those are positive things. And so I don't want it to become a negative to do the positive. So that's my frustration, I think, right now, is that it comes off that way and it's not meant to be that way.
Thank you, Audrey. Procedural question for Administrator Grauman's or Mr. Baumgarten, whoever wants to chime in on this one. When we have things that are fluidly changing with the local option sales tax has and likely will be for the future, when these things change, what is the appropriate channel or methodology? Does it go to the local option sales tax board, down to the subcommittees, and then back up through the subcommittees? Or is it intended to begin with the subcommittees and work up from there?
Well, very probably a very good question. And as I'm just thinking about it, you know, I think the whole idea was recognizing that our revenue stream was restricted. You know, we thought it was going to be worse than it currently is. We're currently at 2/3, and we thought it was going to be, you know, 1/3, let's just say that, and for a period of time. So the committees, I think the subcommittees worked with the Invest in Wilmer committee to set up the priorities, and in a perfect world, you would have had, here's our priority list, and as funds come up, this is what we want to do next, and this is what we want to do next. And if more money comes, we'll do this one and this one and this one. The problem comes in is that, you know, you've got different valued projects. You got, you know, $2 million projects, you got $3 million, you got $6 million, you got, you know, $8 million projects. And so unless you do unless your revenue comes in really strong, you can't do the 8 million. It's almost like it's predetermined. It's going to have to be one of the smaller projects or a subset of a bigger project. So what does that mean in the big picture? I would anticipate that the subcommittees would have submitted their priorities to the Invest in Wilmer. And then Invest in Wilmer set its priority level, and those things get kicked up to the city council eventually as money frees up. I would anticipate that the Invest in Wilmer group is really the control group, because all the other ones are subsets. And so if we came in and said, okay, we can do 5 million more in projects, we the city council may say, okay, we agree. Kick it back to Invest in Wilmer. What are your next projects? Now, if they want to go down to the subcommittees and talk to them again, they can do that. But I think it's the responsibility of Invest in Wilmer to make a decision as money comes available. What's the next one they want to request the city council pursue? So does that make sense?
It does to me. And yeah, I understand that. And it's kind of what I wanted to hear. I think I wanted to hear, because we had the original process laid out, but at the time that we were laying out the original process, we had not comprehended the idea of a national and worldwide disease pandemic. So things changed. So given the fact that things changed, that was basically my thought, or my main question, was that also then going to change how we go about the process then? Does it go back to the Invest in Wilmer committee to send that message back to the subcommittees and therefore have them work back their way in that direction or in that former fashion? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, in a perfect world, the Invest in Wilmer would have laid down their priorities on a list, on a piece of paper. And then the city council would just go, hey, we got more revenue. Let's do this project. You don't really need to go back to the Invest in Wilmer to say, okay, do you still want to do that project? So yeah, you know, at some point, the city council has to take ownership of it. And in a perfect world, it would be, take that priority list from Invest in Wilmer and say, thank you. And as money comes available, we'll start authorizing them to proceed through engineering and design and ultimately construction. I've seen this, you know, in another community where the committee wanted to pick colors, and they wanted to do, you know, they wanted to be on site to inspect the concrete, you know, and at some point the committee's job is done and it's the city's job to carry it out. And if we could get to that point, I think we could really get past a lot of this confusion as to what step is this project in and do we have to go back to the committee and all this other stuff. I would suggest we just, i.e., have the city council approve the priority list, you know, which they haven't done. Have the city council approve like the master plan at the recreation field and event center, which the council hasn't done yet. And just say, let's get through that stuff. And then as the money is available, the council instructs staff to kick it in gear. That would be the easiest thing to do. But I know there's people that are really involved and want to still have their finger in the actual construction, but there's a point where the committees just fall away. Their job is done. They've thought about it, they promoted it, they helped design it, and then when it comes to actual construction, they get invited to the ribbon cutting at the end.
Okay. Yeah, that I appreciate that perspective. And yeah, I think, you know, your comments about in an ideal world, Yeah, that's just kind of how it is, but I don't think we're there yet. I think we got some work to do, and I think it's incumbent on the council to force that to happen, or to at least, I shouldn't use the word force because that has negative connotations, so I don't intend it in that manner, but to encourage that it go that way, because I think once we have that list, so to speak, then we can go about the sequence of events that come thereafter. I'd like to get some comments from the other committee members about this subject, if you would, if somebody would. Or I can just do all the talking.
I will comment.
Okay, Audrey, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Serving on the Invest in Wilmer board, I think there's some responsibilities there. The committees have their assignments to look at the projects. I don't necessarily feel like we have done a good job following those guidelines, which has caused frustration and maybe things to go back and forth. And even on the list of prioritizations and what I remember carrying forward as prioritizations were that we were not, and there were some members of that committee who felt we shouldn't be prioritizing until we knew we could afford to do something too. So there's mixed feelings there. But, I think the things that I heard as prioritizations is that we were not going to do projects that put any additional operating expense onto the city right now, that we had agreed to that $2 million as a prioritization for the event center. But basically, as the committee structure, we put the rest of it on hold, and because we couldn't make decisions with it. So to say, bring forth the prioritizations, I think there's more work. We haven't reviewed the plans. We haven't talked about budgets. We haven't talked about operational expenses. So when you put on your city council hat and say, can we afford to do this project? Do we know that? How do we bring it? How do they bring it forward to the city council without that information? So that's my concern. And while I'm very supportive of the projects at the right time, I have a concern with this being added to the agenda item and without some of the documentation. I did my homework. I asked Mr. Grammitz. He hasn't reviewed. He was not signed off on the thing. I'm concerned about that, but it comes off negative. But the respect for the process and how we got here and what we can afford to do, I don't want it to hold us back, because we have stormwater to worry about. Maybe we have additional Robbins Island projects to talk about, but somehow the council has to be responsible for prioritizing that money. And so we can't just do a home run here and say we can do $6 million when we don't know if we can or not. So I'm kind of jumping ahead to the action item, but I frankly don't think we should be discussing the action item tonight. So. But it intertwines into each role that the council member plays at the committee structure, and then that the council member Meske and I play at the Invest in Wilmer board. And to this has not gone through there. The notes say it has, but it wasn't brought through in the we're bringing this forward kind of mode. And so both Sean and another Invest in Wilmer board member agreed with me, and so I express a concern about our ability to make the right decision right now.
All right, thank you, Council Member Nelson, and I'm sure discussion will lead further that direction as we continue on tonight. I'd like to hear some other thoughts. Ms. Osmus, you had your hand raised, and Fernando also. Go ahead, Ms. Osmus.
Well, I was feeling like things were falling into place just organically, as far as what Robbins Island was able to move forward through, what the Swanson Fields are able to move forward with now, and what, and it seemed like the other part of the ball fields out by the Civic Center seemed like that was pretty solid. To me, the only thing really left is the event center to really determine what funds are kind of going to be available. And the only thing that I would like to just have the Invest in Wilmer group, and I suppose the council as well, to just keep in mind that now, like with Robbins Island, they are going to have some additional funds available to them. But just to have that understanding, you don't have to spend all $3 million. You know, you may want to do all kinds of more things that you'd like to add, but maybe we need to move $500,000 over to the event center, because that's the last thing that's going to be able to, I think, be able to determine if we have enough funds to go forth, whether it's the bubble and just doing the framing, or if it's anything with the additional building. So I think we're moving ahead in the right way, and I just think we don't know yet. I don't think we'll know for 5 years of where we're going to be at for money for going ahead with much on the event center, but 5 years might be too long. I'll let Fernando go.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Osmond. I apologize. I think all of Sturgis is literally driving down 19th Avenue right now. This is insane. Anyways, go ahead, Fernando.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, as I understand it, we're moving forward with Robbins Island because we have the funds available. We were fortunate to have extra funds available to look at the shelters, and the committee is looking at that and considering it. They haven't moved. The point is that the committee is going to be moving that forward up to the next level and then proceed that way. That's how I think it's supposed to work. I want to proceed with caution as we look at spending money. Right now we are two-thirds versus one-third what we thought we were going to get, so that's optimistic, and I'm very excited about that. However, you know, I'm concerned about what's moving from the south to the north with the pandemic, and I don't know if we've really felt the effects. So I'm leery and cautious about wanting to bite off more than we can chew. I don't want to start a project and then have to stop it at midway and then have the public say that we did not properly plan, did not properly consider, and that sort of thing. So I'd rather build a cash reserve and be prepared to get a project done rather than to start a project and then have to stop it. So that's just my thoughts. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Fernando. I see Mr. Amon's hand raised, and so we will go ahead, Mr. Amon. Go ahead.
I mean, is it all right? I mean, I'm not on your committee. May I ask a clarification question and maybe try to fill in some blanks?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are, that the two agenda items that we're discussing them at the appropriate time, whether, so if we're talking about event center or if we're talking about rec fields or if we're talking about the entire process, I think maybe we want to wrap up the event center and the process or the procedural discussion revolving around the event center before we move on. That might be a better way to keep from getting this all convoluted.
Sure.
Is that okay? All right, then Rob, as far as, you know, the discussion item at hand that we're on right now, do you need further information or discussion from the committee, or is it, are you happy going forward where you're at right now? And if not, what specifically, what do you want to hear? And then what do you want to hear? And then that sort of gives us a little bit of an idea of the realm of direction we should give.
I'm comfortable right now. It was more of a heads up that, you know, there's been a priority set. Another idea has come to the table. So that will happen at the Invest in Wilmer meeting next Wednesday. So it's more kind of a heads up that there might be some questions or concerns if the committee's already, the subcommittee's already acted on it as a priority, can it come back around and be adjusted?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. I'm sure the committee appreciates that heads up. And yeah, certainly if it's gonna come back around, and we've already heard that it's gonna come back around, then it won't show up as a surprise. So everybody take that as note. Does anybody else have further discussion items on that specific topic before we move on and get a little closer in? Go ahead, Mr. I'm gonna call on Fernando first, and then. And then I want to hear from Mr. Amon as well.
So what I'm understanding is that at one point we've decided, or the subcommittee decided, that they were going to put money into the locker rooms and offices. However, now there is a member that wants to come back and change that. No construction has actually occurred, or nothing has actually started. Is that correct?
Correct. It's a member of the Invest in Wilmer committee that has an idea about how to spend that $2 million besides doing the locker rooms.
Okay.
Just it's a different vision of what the $2 million can go for.
Okay. I think that's where there's some confusion. Keep in mind that we have volunteers on these subcommittees, and I think their opinions have to be respected, and it's up to the subcommittee, I believe, that it has to make that decision as to whether or not to open it again. But that's just my opinion on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Amon, I'd like to give you a chance to speak. You've had your hand raised a couple times, so I appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Thank you. So if I, in response to Audrey's concerns and Fernando's that he brought up, we have that priority list that we passed at our board meeting in June, and I don't know if the council has acted on that or has seen that. It simply lists, as money comes in, what projects and the priority that the Invest in Wilmer committee has done. And in taking what Audrey has said, and we agree wholeheartedly that we want projects that don't add costs to the city to maintain. So I think what the Invest in Wilmer committee is looking at is that, is locker room and park and rec office updates or remodeling, is that a good use of that $2 million if it is available? And when we do get permission to spend that money according to the priority list, or are there better uses that will enhance and give the citizens of Wilmer opportunities to do activities that they don't do that will not add additional costs to the park and rec and thus the city? That's I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that helped bring a little bit of clarification for me. Anybody have questions along that line for Mr. Amon? Before we jump into the next item, which is a little bit more specified, Fernando, go ahead.
Maybe a clarification on my part. I was just gonna say, I agree with what the subcommittee has decided, but if there's no money that has been expensed out yet, if you're going to change your mind, this is the time to do it. Keep that in mind also. So. Once the work has begun, you're kind of locked in. But again, I know these people, are the citizens, are volunteering, and they're trying to do the best with the information they're getting, and it's I know there's some frustration when the target continues to move, and so keep that in mind too. So thank you.
All right. I think we've worked our way through that, and I don't think we need to take any sort of specific action. I think Rob has a handle of what's going on there, and that sounds clear. And I just want to make, I shouldn't even have to say this because I believe that everybody knows and understands this fully well. Everybody's well-intentioned. Everybody in this group and beyond, I believe we all want the best for the Invest in Wilmer projects, the local option sales tax projects. We want these dollars to be spent wisely. We want the projects done as soon as possible. We want a great end product. We're trusting the best of intentions of everybody around. And really, the main difficulty that we're having is just from different tiers of leadership, we're just going to have a difficult time moving with the tide on this one, because there are some things that are bigger than us. And the economics at play, both locally and abroad, that's an ever-changing thing. And as mentioned, that's bigger than us. And so it's our responsibility to do our due diligence and to handle that appropriately. But during that process, I don't think, asking questions is good. Questioning, this and that, and making sure that we are not going off in different directions, making sure that our focus is maintained. I think that's important. And I don't think that any of that speaks to the validity of the projects or the fact that we all want the best for this project as a whole. It's just, how do we get there since we've been given a few roadblocks and we're trying to navigate the roadblocks? So with that said, I'm jumping off my soapbox now, and I'll try to be done for the evening. Rob, our action item that we do have a CAR report for is an action item recommending an approval of $6 million for the recreation fields project out at the Civic Center location. Please give us a synopsis of what is on this form. Thank you.
All right. Chair, member of the committee, tonight before you, we're talking about the recreation fields that will be out at the Civic Center location. We all know that we passed the local option sales tax. The subcommittee has been working with the architect on a project about having two turf fields, one of the fields to be domed, a softball complex on the south side of the Civic Center, with concession stand, all the amenities that you would need to have to be able to run a facility like that. Due to COVID, that project has been put on hold. And so when we talked about the priority list is from the Invest in Wilmer, would be the next one in line would be the recreation fields. And so so that's why we have the motion tonight to get that project running again, and to see if we can to get things rolling basically on for this project, so we're ready to go when funding does become available. So those are some of the issues. Is funding going to be available for this project? Don't we approve the project and postpone it to a later date? Or construct this project in different phases. I feel like the committee just wants to get going and making sure that they have a project ready to go. You'll see in the attachments too, they have set their priorities list as well, as far as what projects they would have, as far as two turf fields or one turf field in a bubble. So those type of things, they vetted out and everything like that. So again, the project is $6 million. They understand the 15% contingency, or 15% for the architectural, 10% for the contingency. So their construction budget is right around that $4.5 million. So I got Tony and John on here. They're the chairs of that subcommittee, so they can discuss maybe a little bit about the priorities of their project as well, and some of the questions that they've had as a subcommittee, because the budget is going to be tight and they're going to have to make some decisions too about what goes into this project. So I'll probably open it up for questions first.
Yeah, thank you. And I think maybe, thank you, John and Tony, for being with us here tonight. Do you have anything that you want to add pertaining to the brief synopsis that Rob was able to give us before we dive into the question, comment, interrogation portion of the night? Okay, well, let's jump right into it then. Committee, what are your thoughts, feelings, ideas, opinions, everything else? Somebody say something.
Councilmember Grommets.
Yeah, I saw Brian's hand up. Mr. Grommets, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think just for a point of reviewing where we have been, if you go back to the June meeting, you'll notice, which I had to get from the clerical staff here because it has not been posted yet. But if you do go back to the June meeting, you'll note that the Invest in Wilmer board set out a priority list, and they voted on it, they approved it, and they recommended that it be sent to the City Council to reflect the Invest in Wilmer and the subcommittee's wishes on all of the projects, and they prioritized them and went down the list. Knowing, I think, full well that in that same discussion, we talked about August or September having a better handle on the financial sales tax revenues coming in to the city, and that a decision will be made to request the council to engage an architect at some point in the future. The July 8th meeting, John made a presentation, and in the end, it basically says that their committee will be meeting and ranking the priorities of their particular project into a list, and that Rob would be gathering operational costs and possible revenues for evaluation of a bubble. And that's kind of the end of that report. There was no Invest in Wilmer saying, and now we want the City Council to hire the architect. Okay, so there's like a piece missing. It did get brought up to Park and Rec, here recently, and it is being, you know, carried forward to Public Works, but the actual, hey, there's money available, let's ask the council to authorize the architect to re-engage in the recreational fields, that motion really doesn't show up anywhere. Now, maybe it was missed, but It's not in the July meeting, and it's not in the June meeting, other than here's the priority list. Okay. And I think that's what's causing the angst, if you will, of the process. We're missing the piece from the Invest in Wilmer saying, green light, looks like there's enough money, we want the council to move forward. They didn't make that motion, and I think there's some concern on some people's part that a piece was dropped that should have been done before it got to Park and Rec and was not. Now, that could be because there were assumptions made that by setting that priority, that's good enough. And when money is available, we just kind of keep going. But I think if you read the minutes, it basically says, we'll look in August and September before we make the next decision to proceed or not. So you have the Invest in Wilmer not making that decision other than setting the priorities according to the minutes. I personally think, you know, the priority was fine. Do you have to go back every time? That gets back to the perfect world. Invest in Wilmer sets the priorities. If money is available, council, you know, just kicks it off. But that's a decision for, you know, the elected folks to make, not me by any means. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of say this is, you know, we've had some discussion about this today, and in looking at the minutes, the only thing that I could see is that there's just like a step was missed. the affirmative motion by Investment Wilmer to ask the council to move forward, and they're meeting on the 12th, and that could be easily enough to, you know, to be done, added to their list, and we can move forward. We already have Park and Rec saying yes, we want to move forward, and so that's my recap of what has happened in Invest in Wilmer according to the minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grommets. Yeah, that does bring up memories, and it also sheds some light on just what a little bit of the lapse in memory that I was having anyways. It helps identify that piece, and I think that's good to do now that we're here. So other members of the committee, questions you'd like to ask, comments you'd like to make, go ahead, Audrey.
I would like for us not to take action on this item tonight. I think when Brian, Mr. Grommets read the minutes, I think the expectations were that we were going to get some prioritizations to come back, and also some budget items for us to help us look at what can we afford to do. I also would like to see the council take some action once that there truly is a prioritization. And I believe that when I read the Parks and Recs minutes, they were informed that Invest in Wilmer approved it. And I think the minutes show that they did not. I've talked to two other committee members, two other Invest in Wilmer committee members too, and I know they feel that way too. And I think this needs to go back and come back with some further clarification on prioritizations and how this funding can be done. And so I will ask for clarification on what the right thing to do is, whether we can just not take action or if I need to make a motion to table it tonight.
Thank you, Audrey. Yeah, and I'll interject there too. I'm wondering if, as far as the financial piece goes, and this would be a question for Mr. Grommets or maybe Rob, as far as the financial piece goes, does the Invest in Wilmer committee, do they correspond with finance? How does that dialogue take place as far as okay, we're good to go financially or not? Or does that piece, how's that piece work? As far as determining the financial ability of proceeding. Go ahead, Mr. Grommets.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Somewhere along the line, you know, either finance or the full city council is going to have to hear a report about the feasibility of relying upon the sales tax numbers that we're currently receiving. Like I say, we're receiving approximately $165,000 a month, and that amounts to $2 million a year, which amounts to potentially $20 million in projects. And the council is gonna have to, I guess, make a decision at some point in time. Either each time one of these projects comes up, they're gonna have to have some report either from finance or a report from staff to the city council saying, where are we at with that? But I think the financial part is an important piece of that, as the, you know, kind of the minutes reflect that the operational costs of the dome was requested in July, and I don't know that Invest in Wilmer has seen those. I know Rob and I have talked about them in past months about how high they are and what sort of impact they would have on taxes. Because that's an operational cost, but I don't know that the Invest in Wilmer group has seen those. Maybe the recreation fields has had some discussion on it, but it's not well known, I think, amongst the city council about what the, you know, the monthly cost to keep a dome inflated is. So there's, I think, some information that needs to still come forward. And if the council's happy to just receive that in staff reports as the priorities come up and as money becomes available, that's fine. But if finance wants to, you know, have a recommendation coming out of them for that, it'd be easy enough to put on an agenda for finance so that they can look at it and say, yep, we can do $15 million worth of projects instead of 20. You know, it's whatever that number is that that's recommended and finally decided upon by the city council. So finance plays a role, and I think it plays an important role, but I think I just want to make everybody kind of rest assured that we are accumulating enough money to do a lot more of the local option sales tax projects. You know, we're up to $4 million now, and we really, you know, if we wanted to max it out, we could do $20 million. So we've got, there's a big chasm there that projects could fill in based on the current sales tax reports.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Rob, go ahead.
Just so I can keep it clear, is if the Invest in Wilmer group, you know, made their priorities for the projects, should we bring that to the council and have them say, yes, that's the stamp of approval when funding is available first? And then whenever a project happens, is ready to go per se, funding wise, then we bring it back to the subcommittee? Because what I see what may happen is that the group will want to try to get their project kind of established and ready and everything with the architect, which I understand costs money, but they're kind of left in limbo of not being able to work on their project because or ready to go when funding is available. Then it's only going to take them another 6-8 weeks to get it ready, or 6-8 months to be ready. Does that muddy the waters, or is that?
Well, it does muddy the waters, but I don't know that it's unavoidable. It's just the nature of the beast here with what we're dealing with. We have the chair of the finance committee here, which is playing a crucial role in all of this as well. So, and Ms. Nelson also had her hand up. So go ahead, Audrey.
Just to follow up to Mr. Grant's comments. So there perhaps is some updates that should be done for Invest in Wilmer, finance, city council, whatever, because we were told that there were substantial dollars that needed to be paid for architects and in the construction managers. I have no clue right now where we are, how much of that still needs to be paid. I think you did due diligence with Mr. Oakens on what we could afford to do for bonding. And I was comfortable in the information that we received that we were going to be able to bond for $5 million this year. Well, we've got mixed things going on. We don't know where that's at yet. I have no clue whether we've paid architects or you know, what our commitment to them is. And so it might be helpful if you're saying that there's money available, that we all get to the same page so that we can have the same feeling of, yeah, we can move forward on some of these things. But I'll go back to, I think Invest in Wilmer was expecting to hear more about priorities on the fields and also the costs for us to take a look at what we can afford to do next. And I know there's stormwater needs. And so I think there's some missing pieces here before we make a decision, and I don't see that it's going to hurt us to wait 2 weeks or a month to make these decisions and make sure that we have all the information that we need. And you know, from a finance standpoint, you know, back to, we're not going to pay for this with cash, so we're going to have to do bonding. So what can we afford to bond based off from the bond payments? You know, that's a different subject than just, you know, what the project costs. So I'm positive that there's probably more things we can do, but I have no clue whether, I mean, there was a prediction of $1.5 million to $2 million in costs that we were going to have to pay out. I don't know where we're at. So I and again, I'm going to go back to, I'd like to know the correct procedure for us not to move forward on this so that we can get more information and do it right.
All right, thanks. Thoughts or questions from our other committee members, Ms. Osmus or Mr. Alvarado? Go ahead, Ms. Osmus.
Well, just like with anything in government, everything seems really cumbersome and laborious. And I'm just wondering if there's, yes, we don't want to like just bulldoze our way through and not know what we're doing, but there's also, we can also go too slow on some things. And I just don't want to get in the same position as we did with Robbins Island, that we did go ahead and let them get plans ready so that when the money was available, they could just pull the trigger on it. I don't want us to come to a screeching halt that we can't move forward with those things. So I don't want to stop everything for a month. I do think we need to figure out the financial piece and exactly what is it that's coming in, how much is going to go out, and what is going to go towards the bond payments, and how much are we actually going to have to go through the projects. Somehow we got to have a schematic on that or a way to spell it out. And again, I'm telling you, I'm a visual learner. That's what I need. I don't like to see frustration on the committee's part. I don't like to see the frustration on Mr. Connell's and Mr. Ahmed's face right now. It's like, what do you need from us? What do you want from us? Rob, Sean, help us, give us some guidance for what we need to do. I don't want to just stop things. I want to keep moving forward.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I think, and I see Mr. Grammons' hand up. One possible thought that I had is maybe this is something, because we have this list of financial priorities and we are to the place that we're at, maybe it's the appropriate time to bring it back to finance to have this very discussion. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but I imagine you'll weigh on it. Mr. Grammons.
Yeah, maybe to, you know, move things forward, we could just think of it this way, that if the Invest in Wilmer gets an update on the 12th, which they're going to meet on the local option sales tax, they actually put a motion to recommend that we move with the event center, the recreation fields, and at the following city council meeting, the city council would have update on sales tax to know where we're at, the priority list from Invest in Wilmer, and their recommendation to move forward on the next priority item, which is the rec fields. I feel, you know, really comfortable. You know, we took a conservative position. We thought worst case scenario, we would get $10 million in local option sales tax. That was Black Sunday. That was as bad as it could get. Well, you know, we only did, you know, like under $5 million. We approved under $5 million in projects. But we figured we'd at least capture 10 for sure, worst case scenario. So now we find out that the sales tax didn't fall off like we thought it would, actually stayed up there. Maybe not at the $250,000 a month rate, but it's at the $165,000 rate, which is a $20 million rate. So even if you took a pessimistic perspective on this and said, well, we should only do $10 million worth of projects, you really could do the projects you've already approved and the rec center, and you'd still be in a very comfortable position financially. So if the council wanted to move things forward and take positive steps, I think with the Invest in Wilmer's committee's help, making recommendations and us moving things to the August 17th meeting, we could actually then prepare the plans and specifications over the winter for these projects so that when spring comes, we're ready to go. I mean, that's the goal. We don't want to work our way all the way through March and then say, let's get the architects going, because it's another 3 to 5 months, and then half the summer's gone. I mean, we don't want to be in that position. So I think we've got a timing thing here. We've got all winter long to work on the plans and specs of one or more of these projects. Whatever number that is that the council feels comfortable in doing, given the current sales tax revenue. And I'm not seeing a real major problem here. You know, do we need to communicate that to finance? Yes, we do. Do we need to communicate that to the city council? Yes, we do. So I guess I'm just trying to reassure you that I don't see any issues to not move forward, but we need to probably get our proverbial ducks in a row so that Invest in Wilmer is on track, the finance committee's on track, and the city council's on track. So everybody knows what they're getting into. I see nothing but pluses going forward. I don't see doom and gloom that I did 6 months ago. So that's where I'm at. And for, you know, Tony and John, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. We have some time before next spring before we have to break ground. So it's not life and death right at this point, but 1 week or 2 weeks is not going to make that big a difference to make sure we've, as Audrey put it, did the process. And as long as we do the process, and I think with the current sales tax numbers, we'll be fine. It's just going to be August 17th before the council can say, yeah, let's go ahead and do this. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Okay, thank you, Brian. John and Tony have been patient in waiting. And again, we appreciate having you here. John, I saw your hand up. Did you want to contribute? Not right now?
No, I'm good. I got music playing in the background, so I'm going to just hold off.
Got it. Yeah, that's cool. Well, if at any time you want to wait, I mean, you guys are integral parts of this, and we understand, and I design athletic fields day in, day out. So this is kind of my passion. Upon learning of this project from the very beginning, I was super excited about it. I want to see it done. I want to see it done more than anybody. And I want to see the lights blazing out there. So I can understand the frustration. I share in the frustration. I can tell you that a bunch of us do. And so, yeah, I think it's all about navigating the process. And I do agree with Brian. I think he has a good point that it's not doom and gloom. It's just making sure that we're doing this appropriately and doing the best that we can. Other comments, questions? Fernando, I knew your hand was up earlier. Sorry about that. Go ahead. And then we'll hear from Tony as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to I appreciate what Brian had to say. I think that makes me feel a lot more comfortable that we think about positively moving towards the softball fields and getting those in line to be processed based on what I'm understanding, that there is money available to do that. So I'm excited about that, but I also agree with Audrey that we don't want to circumvent the process. We want the Invest in Wilmer group to come and say, hey, we've discussed it, we've vetted it, this is how we're seeing it. As the money is available, this is what we'd like to see. So I think it's kind of a win-win. We're not chopping down the tree in one big swing, but we are chopping at the tree, and we're going to make things happen. So I think that's good, and I appreciate it. Like I said, Brian kind of calming things down and saying, hey, we can do this, baby steps, let's plan it, let's do it, but let's have a roadmap in front of us. As things develop, we can adjust accordingly. Thank you.
Thanks, Fernando. I apologize. I'm trying to log on another phone because my device is about to die on me. So if that happens, I'll join with you real quick. Mr. Amon, go ahead.
Thank you. I understand if you need to wait and not vote on this. I mean, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out, we as City Administrator Grammett said, we are the next project. The rec fields are the next project. The other two projects have been funded. We can't give you any more solid numbers till we have the architect and the construction manager give us those numbers. We've passed the priority list in June. We fine-tuned it, and that's the attachment on your agenda today. And we really tried to look at and be cognizant and not adding projects that are going to be an additional burden to the city. The bubble, all we're asking is that the bubble infrastructure, I'll just give you a brief update of the project, the bubble concrete and moorings to hold the bubble, we are asking that to be placed in it and not necessarily put the bubble in. I totally agree, and Rob's working on it to get us numbers for operational costs and how we can help keep that facility busy and rented and optimize the utilization by the citizens. And then I think if you look at the sales tax revenue, and we just got an email from Mr. Oakens today, we're sitting at actually 26 million. So 5/6 of the 30 million is projected. So, 2 million a year times 13 years is 26 in my math. So that's really good. And you have to spend the money. And I know we're not going to do these projects until next year, but I think John and I, we want to get moving and see those numbers are so we can really crunch those and give you guys some good data and make good decisions. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate those opinions. Sounds good. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, the math is pretty simple, but understand that we've got probably about $3 million worth of interest we have to pay on our bonds. So we really can't necessarily just do the $26 million. The other thing that's very positive is that after 13 years, you hope that your sales tax keeps growing, and you'll actually have more money than you even fathom at this point in time to pay off your debt. And so that's, that was factored in from our original analysis. But again, we took a pessimistic perspective and then a medium perspective, and it was within that 20 to 26 million area. So we're on track. It's not as bad as we thought it was gonna be. And that's what I want to reassure, everybody, is that the most pessimistic view we took did not happen. So we are better than we are. So we can do more projects. So we can move these along. But I just want to, again, the process, because I've heard the discussion from other Invest in Wilmer committee members who basically said, we haven't recommended that the recreation fields continue on and get approved by the council. We haven't done that yet. And so that's, I looked at the minutes and went, they haven't. They set the priority list, but they never said, now we want the council to move on it. Matter of fact, as I stated, John had mentioned that that they wanted to meet as a subcommittee and rank the priorities of your project. I don't know that has happened. John, Tony, have you met and have you said, here's what we want to do first on down? Because that probably should come back to the Invest in Wilmer group.
Well, that's on your agenda, and that's our mistake. That's on your agenda today. That's the new updated from our meeting.
Yeah.
And then I just want to remind the committee that bonding costs do not count against the 30 million. Bonding costs we can collect more money for the bonding costs, and they don't count against the $30 million for the projects. That was in the language of the vote that we took, that the city took.
That's very true, but you still have to collect the sales tax in order to pay for the bonding costs.
Yes, but as you said, we are optimistic that as the economy turns, that we'll do that. And we certainly aren't recommending we're going to spend money that we don't have. But we would like, eventually we're going to come back and ask for the architects, since we are the next project, to get approved by the company.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Other thoughts, questions from the committee? Ms. Osmus, go ahead.
Okay, why wouldn't we approve this tonight? What's the consequences? Other than Audrey's throwing her hands up, that we want to see the spell, to have it spelled out what we have financially. Are we saying that we want to wait for that to come in, and then in 2 weeks we'll be back here then, and then we'll have that clear?
Audrey, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm really frustrated. This is a great project, and it has steps to go through. Brian has identified those. There were commitments made by the committee to come back to the Invest in Wilmer. Invest in Wilmer has not put their seal of approval on it. So in my mind, it was not ready to come to this group. And I feel the passion that Dr. Amon and John have for this. And waiting 2 weeks to cross the T's and dot the I's to help us to take the next steps and review the financial information is only a responsible thing to do. I don't want to do the same thing that we did with Robbins Island and end up not. Let's cross the T's and dot the I's and respect the committee structure and the format that's in place. This didn't even get reviewed before it got put on the agenda by our administrator. There is some protocols that need to be followed. Yes, we're anxious, but 2 weeks are not going to hurt us. And there were some commitments made to bring information back. So why is it going to hurt us to simply wait? It's not damaging anything to wait 2 weeks to get the information from the financial information and to do a good job doing our due diligence to see whether we can afford to bring this forward right now. So I am frustrated. I'm frustrated with the fact that we're kind of doing circles here and having conversations about information that's not available yet. So I ask for us to be patient and to cross the T's and dot the I's so that we can get this going in the right manner. So I apologize for my frustration. It is not intended at anyone directly, but there was a process put in place, and I'm just simply asking us to follow that.
Okay, thank you, Audrey. Go ahead, Fernando.
Thank you. I agree with City Administrator Gramas. He's expressed to us a couple times that we haven't gotten the information the way it was presented to us or should be presented to us. I think that 2 weeks isn't going to make or break any project. We're providing some direction as to what we want and what we need. I think that's the way I would proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Fernando. And just from my perspective, I don't see these projects, this specific project, I don't see it changing drastically. I just see the process changing a little bit and ensuring that we do things correctly in the correct order. And it's also going to establish precedents for how we move forward on future projects, which are also going to come to the table. So just with that knowledge, I'm not taking it as, you know, we're striking this thing down and we got to go back to the drawing board. That's not what I'm interpreting it as, and maybe somebody else is, but I'm not. I'm more seeing it like, let's just make sure that we maybe circle back, route it through the appropriate channel, grab the financial piece, which is an integral piece of this, the financial piece, so that we can have a good analysis of what it is we're doing and how, and then moving forward. Is anybody else underneath a different perspective or opinion how that should go? And I'm not claiming to be right on this. This is just interpreting the dialogue. Go ahead, Fernando.
I'm I'm worried about setting precedents. It's, you know, we've got a structure. We've got direction from our city administrator. It looks a little, you know, it just doesn't look good that, you know, we're trying to jump a couple steps. And I don't think, I agree. I mean, this seems like a no-brainer, but we've got a process, and not to follow the process, I just don't believe is the way to do it. And I think we'll have all the information we need next in a couple of weeks, and everybody will, and then we'll know how it's done every time, and everybody will know what we expect and how we expect it. So I just think I think we have to take the advice of our city administrator and follow the protocols and go that route.
All right, sounding like we're gonna circle back around. Mr. Gramitz, I'll go to you, but in there I'll also ask a question. Would you like us then to take a formal action regarding that circling back around, or is our discussion enough doing that and not taking action on the requested motion tonight?
Yeah, I would think you could either just say no action. When you table it, then you can sometimes have to untable it. And this, I think everybody understands what the discussion was and what the next step, you know, should be. That I think we can take, you know, direction. I do have to go on record. Rob did send me the committee action request. Old age is creeping up on me. And so, Rob, thanks for not calling me out and saying that, yes, he did receive that. I actually did receive it. We did have a conversation about it. But I think what surprised me on this whole thing was going back through the minutes was, you know, probably just the part about that it was, you know, recommended, you know, by an investor in Wilmer, and they actually did not say anything about that, you know, in the minutes. The meeting before, they set the priority, but they didn't say yes, go ahead. So I have to, you know, apologize to Audrey, because I didn't remember it, but I do have it here as I search through my emails. But I think, you know, moving on, we know what our next steps need to be. Let's do the updates on the financials. Let's get the investor in Wilmer to say we want the council to move forward, and you know, we'll get her done within short period of time here. And we got plenty of time, you know, for the architect and that. That's just not an issue.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, and thank you for also expressing. I too do believe that we will be able to move this forward, and maybe even expeditiously so, now that we have some of this stuff out on the table and clarified. I think it's important to get these things out on the table. Sometimes frustrating, but it's very important to get it out on the table so that we do it correctly, because the price to pay for not doing it correctly is too large. So with that said, anybody from the committee have anything further they want to add before we move on to our next agenda item? Okay then. Well, I want to thank Dr. Ahman and Mr. Konold for being with us tonight. Thank you for participating in the discussion, and hopefully we will be having another one sooner rather than later, and be able to, you know, proceed, advance. That's what I anticipate.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and now I have a better understanding how we need to proceed, and I think our committee just had a misunderstanding about the priority list. We thought that would just take precedent over everything, so I think we're good, and thank you for letting us speak. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, yep. And like I said, I think we got some pieces clarified here that we all need in order to move forward, and I think we're making it good and clear that we are in favor of these projects. Just want to make sure it gets done correctly. So we're going to move forward like a bulldozer. All right, next item. My computer is barely alive here.
it's super dark, so I can't read it, but I believe, well, Mr. Christensen, help me out, but I know it's yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we skip all the way to the bottom of your agenda, per the previous conversation of pulling those finals from the agenda, we will, my assumption at this point is we will see that in 2 weeks and we can discuss the final approval on those 2019 projects. In front of you tonight is, we're recommending acceptance. Oops, I called up the wrong car form. 1 second. There we go. For you tonight is to adopt a resolution authorizing change order number one in the amount of $18,824.20. And that's for project number 2001, I think is easier to say it that way. E, which is the 7th Avenue Northwest Sewer Extension. Quick synopsis, and then I can open up for questions or your vote, Mr. Chair, whichever you wish. This change order includes replacing some unsuitable soil with a geogrid, some geotextile fabric, and granular material. And that was majority of this change order, just shy of $13,000. This was in the area of, well, and you probably know because you drove by it daily multiple times, but in the corner of 7th Avenue and I apologize which street number it is, about 28th or 30th Street.
Yeah, I almost fell in once. It was quicksand, and you would have never heard from me or seen me again. So
you're exactly right. There was pretty poor material there, and so when we found that, we over-excavated, and we put some grid and some structure in there and built that back up. Another part of their change order was one of the drop manholes. Because of some soil settlement issues, we put a different type of pipe for the drop manhole. That was $2,700 worth. And then we used some insulation where the sanitary and storm sewer crossed pretty close together. And so do we insulate those from each other and to prevent freezing was to the tune of about $3,200. All total, again, $18,824.20.
Somebody like to take action on this?
I would make a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing change order number one in the amount of $18,824.20 for project 2001 East 7th Avenue Northwest Sewer Extension.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second approving the project 2001-E, 7th Avenue Northwest Sewer Extension change order number one in the amount of $18,824.20. Further discussion? Go ahead, Fernando.
Now, was it with these soil problems, soil consistency, was that something that was just observable, or did the services that we hired that soil expert assist us with noticing that?
It was absolutely observable. I've got a video of one of my staff members just walking on it, and it pumps water up too. And as Andrew mentioned, it could quickly turn into quicksand after we removed the blacktop from that particular area. And it's under the street, so we wanted to make sure it was fixed.
Okay, so it wasn't that service that that we hired to assist us in compaction testing, or it was just
not immediately, but we did ask them some opinions on how to correct some of that bad material, and so we collaborated with them. But their services were more for the trench backfill and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure we're getting our money's worth. Thank you.
I will say for the record too, this was a good learning lesson for me, and probably should be for the council too, because the process of change orders, I've always kind of wondered, it's always kind of ubiquitous to me, because a change order would be requested and approved, and by the time it's requested and action is taken, it's already done, and it's like you already spent the money. And I was always like, that's really backwards, spending the money and doing that. But this is an example of why it makes total sense, because not only was the problem observable, but it was a safety hazard. I mean, it was, you had this open pit in the street, and the mud was like slowly deepening. And so it was important that they get in there and rip that material out and replace it with good quality material up to grade so that it was drivable and not left a huge gaping hole in the road, in which, you know, you never know if some car's coming around the bend too fast and you have some sort of insurance claim, or it just be a big hassle. So I have a better understanding for how and why the process is what it is. So learning thing for me, and there's always room to learn. Other questions or comments? Nothing. Okay, we have a motion and a second on change order for the aforementioned project in the amount of $18,824.20. I will go around and take a vote. Mr. Alvarado?
Aye.
Ms. Osmus?
Aye.
Ms. Nelson?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye as well. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. And does anybody else have anything else for our agenda or for the good of our order this evening? Seeing and hearing none. If anybody else has items that you'd like to see in a future meeting, please reach out to Mr. Christensen or Mr. Grommets with that. And I imagine that those other projects, the 1903s and the 1905, will return soon, and we'll probably be discussing those at an upcoming meeting. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn so that we can go live our lives.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Thank you all for being with us this evening. Have a good evening. Travel safely.